At least 560 people are dead in Lebanon in the past 48 hours. Lebanese officials say it is the most people killed in one day since World War I. Israeli air attacks continue to target Hezbollah in the south of the country and beyond. The militant group, backed by Iran and designated a terrorist group by the EU and the US, is also continuing its attacks across the border into northern Israel. They are being intercepted by Israel's missile defence system. Thousands of Lebanese are leaving their homes, terrified that what is happening in Gaza for the past year will happen to them too. Hospitals in Lebanon are really struggling to cope, and the school system is grinding to a halt as well. We're joined from Tripoli in Lebanon by the head of the UN High Commission for Refugees office there, Maeve Murphy. Maeve Murphy, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. How many people are on the move within Lebanon since these Israeli attacks were escalated in the last number of days?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. In the last 2 days, we have been confirmed that over 30,000 individuals have been forced to flee, but we believe that that's expected to increase significantly. There were huge traffic jams on the routes out of the south and Bekaa, where the bombardments are taking place. And so effectively, we only saw some families arrive very late last night.
And these are journeys which should take not long at all, and yet they are queuing in traffic for over 12 hours.
Indeed. I mean, the distance in Lebanon, just to give you an idea, is seven times smaller than Ireland. So it's quite small. The areas affected, you know, would be no more than 100 kilometres away. So effectively, people chose to leave because of the bombardment, and effectively they were stuck in traffic jams, so they waited for a period of time and eventually are trying to make it to safer locations.
And where are those safer locations right now?
At the moment, the north has not been impacted to date, but of course, it is unclear as to what is going to take place, considering the situation remains extremely volatile. So effectively, we have received in the north quite a number. We have opened... There's been over 200 collective shelters, mostly in schools, which have been opened between Bekaa, Beirut, and the north to cater for the populations that have just appeared. This is in addition to the many, many communities that have opened their homes to house and support those who have had to flee.
Being a refugee within their own country, it is extraordinary. And Lebanon was already struggling. Its economy has been collapsing for the past number of years. People haven't been able to work. Hospitals haven't been able to get medicines. It already has the highest number of refugees per capita in the world. So add to that what is happening now. What impact will it have on the country's ability to function?
Basically, the situation in Lebanon is that they are indeed supporting the largest number per capita globally. We're talking about 1.5 million Syrian refugees, to put it into context. Over 90% of the Syrian refugees are reliant on humanitarian assistance. And this is in addition to a significant number of Lebanese who are also supported by the humanitarian community who is supporting Lebanon. Just to give you an example, the currency has lost more than 95% of its value over the last 3 years. So the socioeconomic situation is absolutely horrendous before all of this, with huge numbers living in extreme poverty. The impact of what has taken place since last October, and more importantly, in the last few days, will have long-ranging effect because, of course, there's been no ability to be able to have any sort of livelihood. And if you see from the pictures, the level of damage is significant. So this is where having to originally support the number of refugees that we are trying to support and add this to the 110,000 that were already internally displaced from the south, to the 30,000 plus that we anticipate effectively over the last coming days. We are really seeking international support, both to call for a cessation of violence and also to provide support to Lebanon, which is not able to provide significant support from their side.
Yeah, because the UNHCR is saying that the protection of civilians and civilian infrastructure must be paramount. But we wonder who will do that, given the weakness of the current Lebanese government, and there's no president in charge either.
Indeed. I mean, it's impossible. As you've seen, the vast majority of those who've been impacted over the last couple of days have been civilians, including our own staff, unfortunately. So this is where we are really appealing that international humanitarian law is respected.
The international community, I mean, what really can they do? They are calling for a ceasefire. They are working, the diplomats are working to try and get some process in place, but it appears to be falling on deaf ears.
Unfortunately, that appears to be the case. Obviously, there is the urgent need for support from a financial point and to consider how to share the burden with Lebanon, who are, you know, supporting 1.5 million Syrian refugees. So this is where the situation in terms of facilitating perhaps some resettlement for the most vulnerable, what has taken place and what we've seen in the collective shelters in the last 2 days is our families who were impacted in Syria from the crisis there are now further traumatized. And we don't anticipate that the situation return to normal anytime soon because of the amount of support that is going to be needed to re-establish schools, hospitals, and all of the infrastructure that has been impacted.
Are you even expecting things to get worse than they are at the moment?
We don't really know, to be honest. I mean, effectively, you know, you wake up every morning and you wonder what the day will bring. We've just received information that the bombardment continues, both in the Bekaa and the south. We have also seen, you know, increased activity north. So people are fearful for their lives. They don't know where to run that is safe.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's the head of the UNHCR office in Tripoli in Lebanon, Maeve Murphy.